Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and the room's already heated up. We've got some controversy brewing.
B, let me take my jacket off. I'm ready.
Nick's ready to go. B, why don't you break down the controversy here, man?
So, I walked in here telling everyone that Safeway is the best supermarket / whenever you want food to go to, and everyone here is hating on me.
No,
let me counter.
I'm not hating.
Let me counteract on this.
New voice. Explain the new voice, Nick.
You got Jimmy Moonshine here, folks. First of all, it all started with me asking, "What's the greatest supermarket of all time?" You dropped Safeway. Now give a reason why, and I have a perfect counter for your reason.
Well, it's just high quality. You walk into Safeway, you know all the food, high quality. It's just laid out in such a nice way, too. I hate going to some supermarkets like I like Costco, don't get me wrong, yep. Or Superstore,
yeah,
fine. The lighting in there, man, shit's atrocious. The lighting in Safeway is a nice, like, it's a little bit dim. You walk in there. The thing I like about it most is you can shop and you can grab, like, a snack, too. I don't know if you guys fuck with that, but that's one of my favorite things about it. And other than that, the food, they always have all the brands that I want. One thing is they don't have as much in bulk, I would say. But I don't give advantage to Costco there because I don't really buy in bulk like that, right? So if you were going to say that, I already...
Hold up.
I already rebutted that.
Moonshine. Jimmy Moonshine.
Oh, it's all layout. It's all layout, man. Superior. You're saying Superstore, man. You're going on the bulk game. You're going on... Man, you said baller shop at Superstore. Ballers don't buy in bulk. Ballers don't buy in
bulk.
Yeah,
okay, let's put it this way.
Ballers buy fresh.
Let's put it this way. Let's rate it out of 10. Design, what do you give it? Realistically.
8 out of 10.
I'd be right around there. Around 8 out of 10.
Organization?
Oh,
8 out of 10. 100%. 8's across the board, man.
Yeah, I'll give it 8 out of 10 as well.
Environmental?
Oh, I just mentioned the
lighting.
What do
you mean environmental?
Just makes it like, you know, when you...
Good atmosphere?
Good atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
All 8s, man. All I have to say is if you walk in there and you're looking for environment, and I turn my head to the right, and there's a Starbucks, what else? What else do you need, man?
He's got a point.
This is pretty bad grocery shopping over here, man.
Yeah.
Now, this guy says he gets snacks and Starbucks while he's going grocery shopping.
It's not,
you're there to buy groceries.
It's a lifestyle center, man. That's the thing. These stores aren't just places to go and shop like that anymore. You look at all these new ones popping up. That's what they want you to do, man. And a lot of people want to do that.
Growing roots at the
A lot of people want to do that. I think I know where this is going. A lot of people wanted to shop there, he says.
A lot of people want to shop there. That's why it's closing down now. Booyah. Next question.
What about Sobeys, man? Sobeys still better than Superstore.
I like Sobeys. I like Sobeys. You can walk in there.
Overpriced.
Depends on what it is. Like delis. I like getting my delis and like things like that there.
Okay, well, why do you like Superstore so much?
Why do I like it? I grew up in... I was telling...
same here.
Moonshine here, man. I was conceived in Superstore, man. I love Superstore. Growing up, man, Superstore, the history of it is fantastic, right?
Yeah, as you're a getting kid, your feet run over.
As a kid, you go there, man. You go to the magazine section, just read all the fucking pros. And then you go... Then you go look at the video games. Then you go try to find your mom for like 8 hours. You can't find her. In the end, you find her. Then she's just ringing every last thing.
You know one of the dopest things that Superstore was? And now I'm just like...
The people that used to rollerblade there?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. The
Zipping
employees,
around? Oh, big time, man.
The employees had rollerblades on, dude.
Yeah. And they encouraged that shit. Like, that was the height of, like, just, like, late 90s, yeah, early 2000s.
Who thought that was acceptable?
At the time. Yeah.
How many times do you think someone got fucked up just gonna go get fucking Royale toilet paper and then just go get fucked up?
Yeah, just a little liquid on the floor, blows out a knee, workers' comp for 6 months.
You guys can't tell me you didn't go to the magazine section and
always
take those posters out of there, man.
Always, man.
This guy's always talking about his
go to the PlayStation magazine, rip that thing open, take that demo disc, man. You're good to go.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome. That was a good move. That was a good move.
Always good move, man. Every week, new demo, man. You're good to go. Fuck.
Superstore was one of the first, like, supermarkets that changed, like, the chip game completely. They had their no-name chips, like just regular yellow bag, just super shitty chips. And then they had their premium no-name stuff. So you got a second wave.
No.
The ones were all ridged
and
stuff.
No, no, no. Let me correct you. There was no-name, then there was President's
Choice.
There
you go. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, President's Choice.
They had two. They had their two private label bags of chips, or well, they did everything. They did a few different things, and they just sold two, and they competed against themselves. Like, here's our premium no name. Like, yeah. It was insane.
As much as I hate on Superstore, I'm going to concede that President's Choice,
great.
That's one of my problems with Superstore though. Is they leave me going from one end to the other because the layout's so terrible. You know what I see along the lines? 50 different amazing President's Choice products. I leave there $600 out of my pocket for shit that I don't need.
See, that's design. They're smart. Yeah. And they're still in business.
Yeah.
Not like Safeway.
That's design for them.
It gives
not
you
for
a
me
Starbucks.
I don't think it's out of business, man. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're changing
keep
the name.
This.
Well, they got bought out.
Well, yeah.
When you get
not
bought
all
out.
All of them are changing, though. I don't.
But you, once you get bought out, that's it, man.
I'm actually sad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more, no more
right
Lumberjack sandwiches.
No more Starbucks.
So, have you guys ever been to any supermarkets where legitimately the lineup isn't a problem? In, like, not peak times, but even. Because I feel like anywhere you go, you're just waiting, like, fucking. You want to just grab a couple things? No, even
no,
Superstore.
No, Superstore's the worst for lineups.
Superstore's
if
the
you
worst.
Go, like, during
the time.
Week. Yeah, if you go during the week, it's just like a ghost town, man. You go in, you get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but you can't. How is that possible? You can't leave work and fucking, you know, you're going to go when you have time.
But I'm talking, like, after work. Like,
yeah,
5
like,
o'clock.
Like everyone else.
Oh, but there's not people there. Like, if you're talking about going shopping on, like, on the weekend, then you're
Sundays
screwed.
Is the worst.
Yeah.
Sundays is brown time. 2 o'clock, brown time, man. Superstore,
but,
watch out. Any white people that's listening, any colored people that's non-Indian listening to this, do not go to Superstore or any grocery store at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. You're going to get fucked up. I'm telling you this right now.
Maybe that's what
there'll
I've
be no
there.
Milk. No 4-liter homo milk.
Okay, that's
there'll
the
be
question.
No eggs.
That's the question I have because yep. I always see the aunties putting in like 8 jugs of milk yeah. into the shopping cart.
Yeah.
How would he go through so much milk?
Bro.
I got a 1 liter that I can't get through, man.
You see how heavy those aunties are? There's a reason why, man. You don't go 4-liter milk for them is like 500 milliliter of a fucking chocolate milk for us, man.
Is it just all chai?
Oh, everything, man. Everything they use
it's a
is
a lot
dairy.
Of tea. A tea. Lot of mainly like any type of anything you're making in terms
there's
of
there's milk in everything, man.
Aside, there's going to be
milk there's milk in everything. I'm telling you right now.
It's insane. Yeah.
Is that a 4 like 8 4-liters homo milk?
Yeah.
That's intense. That's a heart attack, man.
That's
yeah,
that.
I don't drink that.
No, I never I don't even drink milk, but that eggs, they destroy eggs like crazy. Eggs
well,
is a key.
Understandable.
What else do they do?
Wait, before we get off the eggs thing, I got a question.
Eggs on a burger.
You're making yourself breakfast. How many eggs do you eat, Moonshine?
Making for myself? Yeah, this is embarrassing. 3, sometimes 4, man.
Okay, what do you say, B?
I'm usually 2, but it depends what's going on, you know? Like, if I'm just kind of, like, if I have the day off and I'm just going to, like, lounge around, I could get to 3 or 4.
Okay, what about you, Nick?
2.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's.
Are you guys okay?
So, no,
that's,
here's
that's,
the thing.
That's a reasonable amount. I'm a two. That's a reasonable amount.
What kind of eggs? Do you scramble it? Do you sunny side up?
Ah,
sunny
side. It's got to be sunny side, man. I love sunny side. That oak needs to run.
2 eggs is good if you're doing stuff. If I'm making it for myself, I'm making eggs, toast. That's about it.
Yeah.
If I got hash browns and everything, maybe some bacon, that's 2 eggs. That's 2 eggs.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about you do 4 solo.
Yeah, 4 solo.
Oh, okay.
Some toast on the side.
A dude
sometimes
told me
scrambled.
Just this past weekend, half a carton. So he's talking about like eating 6 eggs
who?
In a sitting.
Who's that?
That must be a beast.
He's not, though. That's the thing. He's a
who's
smaller
this?
Guy. A guy I play soccer with. He's a smaller guy, too.
He must be a goalie.
And he says he eats 6.
That's
all in
crazy,
all,
man,
6 eggs in a plate, it's not that
it's
much.
Not,
just
you're right.
Eggs.
It's
not that
it's
much.
That's too much yolk, man.
Yeah, if that's that, yeah, I agree. You gotta have a little bit of egg whites too, like
egg
you have
whites.
The mixture.
Too much yolk.
Yeah,
yolk. I'm.
If you're doing, 4?
I'm back and forth on yolk.
Unless you're
I
mixing it with something like bread,
I love it.
Unless you're mixing with like bread or something,
yeah.
You can't just have it by itself like that. No way, man. You,
nah,
I can't. Your throat's fucked for the week, man.
I don't know. I'm 50. I go through phases, right? I love yolks.
Soft
then for boiled? A while, I just break my yolks, just fry flat eggs.
Oh, there you go.
What's yeah. your sides?
With eggs?
Yeah.
I like bacon on the side for sure. Hash browns can't go wrong.
Right.
But my favorite side, like I know it doesn't really go together, but pancakes are my 100%. Like blueberry pancakes on the side.
Not even just regular.
What about you put the pancakes in that yolk or what?
No.
Oh, man, that's good.
Are you
really?
Oh, soak it up.
I don't
the
want
pancakes,
my pancakes in my yolk, man.
No,
oh, man.
Man,
that's good. That's good.
Bacon, I can see the bacon or dipping sausage in there.
Yeah.
I don't want
my love turkey bacon.
I
you
love
it?
Bacon.
Love it, man.
I love it. So
I
like it.
I'm
having
a hard time getting on it,
it's
man.
Pretty close it's to for bacon for
depends
me.
On how you make it.
So how do you make it? You make it in the oven?
No.
No.
I've
stove.
Yeah, man.
Just same as
you got a butterfly.
Bacon,
you got a butterfly good.
What?
Butterfly bacon?
Explain, man.
Turkey bacon?
Like slightly cut it?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Yeah, like, but it's already made, though.
I know.
Hold on. What do you mean? Like it's sitting flat and you cut it down the middle? Or
yeah.
You cut it down the side like you'd butterfly like a steak or a piece of chicken?
No, no, no.
And you got two paper thin pieces?
No, no, no. Like what, what you first said.
All right.
I always do that.
What does that do?
I don't know. I just cooks it better. I don't
know.
All
right. All right. You got a butterfly argument. Though. You got. A
I mean, me man. I got. Makes it feel like I have two then instead of one.
I've never
one.
Come across the turkey bacon. I know I should. I know it's better for you, but I just the taste just
better for your ankles.
You know what though? Fuck. Turkey bacon would be a lot better if they just called it turkey breakfast meat. That shit ain't bacon.
That's the thing. Don't try to trick me.
No, that's not bacon.
Just call it sausage.
That's not bacon.
I think it's pretty close.
Right? Slight sausage.
Sausage.
That's all good.
Well, what about you? What do you put on the sides? Obviously not turkey
toast.
Bacon.
Toast and jam I like. I don't have it that often. Or hash browns. If I got hash browns in the house, I'll just go until they're done.
Oh, yeah.
Eggs and hash browns. Oh, I love it.
What's your drink? Just water with 5 Splendas in there?
I mainly drink water. Besides from when we're drinking here.
Fucking Kool-Aid.
Besides from drinks, I don't really drink. I don't drink pop or... I barely drink any juice anymore, so I just chug water now.
But what's the
save
what's,
up my sugar for these days?
What's the like greatest breakfast of all time that
all
you
time?
Could that you just know it's gonna be?
I'm gonna go on a limb, say eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict,
nice classic. I like kind of like a Mexican kind of. I like when there's a lot of stuff going on. I like a saucy breakfast, if that makes sense. Like you know, sometimes at restaurants you can have. Like, you have your staples, all that, but on the side, or, like, even better if it's, like, a bed of it. Oh, man. Like, if you have, like, guac, or you have, like, just stuff like that, right? I like a messy breakfast. That's my favorite.
I'm classic, man. Classic blue collar, man. I just want my bacon. I want my eggs. I want my hash browns. Give me some sausage. Give me a slice of that ham, like a cooked ham slice. Toast on there. And maybe even a few pancakes, man.
Ham's like, underrated. Ham's underrated for breakfast.
I hate ham.
Oh, I love it.
Sometimes I don't like how it looks when it's all like thick, but you know.
Oh, a nice slice of a cooked ham on there.
Oh, yeah.
Good lord, man. 100%. Get some mustard
and a
little
steak?
Hot sauce. Everyone's
sleeping on steak or what?
No, I'll never have a steak for breakfast.
I'll tell you about a crazy breakfast I had.
Fried chicken? No one fucks with that. I love
it. I was gonna say it. Chicken and waffles, man. Best breakfast of
all
time.
You?
Chicken and waffles.
Nah.
I will take chicken and waffles any day, man.
I don't like fried chicken, so I'm biased here.
You don't like fried chicken?
I don't like fried chicken.
Holy, this guy's off the minority power rankings.
Unless, like, okay, last night I had some of that Nashville hot chicken. That shit's good. That's
everyone keeps talking about
this. Drowned in hot sauce.
Where
that's
is that?
Good. Korean fried chicken, full of some great sauce. Excellent. Just like your KFC chicken delight. That makes me feel like I'm going to die.
I do know what you mean, though. Like if you
the KFC is tasty, man.
No, it's
you know,
oh,
don't
I
get
love
me wrong,
KFC.
Man.
Don't get me. Oh, don't get me wrong.
I go once
I
a week.
It.
Chicken delight. Nice chicken delight,
shit.
Man.
I'm just saying. I understand what Jimmy Moonshine's saying here. That if your stomach's full with KFC,
listen,
you don't move the same.
You shouldn't be eating more than like 2 pieces of KFC.
Hey, what if it's a chicken delight?
Oh, Chicken Delight is gross.
So Chicken Delight. Okay, here's the nail in the coffin for
gross?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the guy who loves that Chicken Delight.
Right. Here's the nail in the coffin for me. I've never been a fried chicken fan. My last house, I lived, you could see it from my window. It was 25 feet across the street from me, a Chicken Delight. Go outside, nice, beautiful, hot summer day. You smell Chicken Delight. You try and eat that shit again. Seriously.
I can see that.
Oh, man.
I got one word for you. Get the wings. That's it.
I like KFC hot wings, man.
KFC wings.
KFC hot
wings. I didn't
wings
even know KFC
had nice, them. Okay, oh, I don't even. Okay, let's cut.
They're
this
nice, man. They're
this
breaded nice.
No, man.
Seasoned
this guy.
Nice. No,
this
fuck
guy
you. When's the last time you had it? You guys only like going to that stupid wing place that costs $900 for six
oh,
wings.
Oh, don't
man
talk shit about that, man.
Oh,
that place
best
is
thing
I,
best
oh
place ever.
Lick my dick.
Lick your dick. Not even it's suck your dick. Lick your dick, man.
Fuck that.
Oh,
this guy
man
doesn't even want to get his dick sucked.
KFC wings. I'm down with some 7-Eleven wings from time to time. So KFC, that might even be a step up.
7-Eleven.
That's a drunken night, though.
Oh,
that's
just
after
the
bar
sometimes.
That's
no,
after
the worst
the
bar feeling is worst feeling is if you walk into 7-Eleven at like night or something and you go for like the 2-for-4 taquitos or something.
Oh,
you
yeah
feel
give,
like
me,
shit,
give me 6 wings and 2 taquitos.
And try to finish that before you get to your house?
Yeah,
you're
exactly
fucked, man. That's
it's always that.
You might as well just get a DUI, man. That's fun equivalent to getting a DUI.
Man, someone bought pizzas now, eh? 7-Eleven
oh
pizza.
God, I don't
this
get
guy's
it
excited.
Oh,
Jimmy Muchat's over excited as fuck for these 7-Eleven pizzas.
I gotta try that, man.
They have pizza now? Oh, shit.
Pizza. Bonjour and bon retour at First World Problems.
You know French?
I know French, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually?
Yeah, I was French immersion until high school.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You mean until?
Kindergarten
until
to grade 9, French immersion. Can't speak a lick of it now.
Didn't do it? Or
oh, high school back then started grade 10. So
well, grade 9 is junior high,
so all the
right
way through grade 12 you were?
I took French immersion French. Like, I took my French class was with the French immersion kids from 10 to 12, but I didn't get a French immersion
so you
diploma.
Could, you could talk to someone in French?
I could talk to some people in French. It'd probably sound kind of broken.
But you could explain it.
But I could do it.
What I find the problem is, after not speaking it for many years, is, like, I can still understand it as long as they're not speaking crazy fast.
Yeah.
But then it takes me a long time in my head to put together a sentence properly.
That's my problem. I went for interviews for jobs in French. And it sounds like it's like to me myself, because I'm trying to think about like what would I say in English. Like I have to think about what I want to say, and it doesn't flow naturally.
No,
right?
And to conjugate and get you know feminine versus masculine,
yeah,
it's confusing. Right?
That's so weird how that is, eh?
Oh, it's insane.
Like yeah the way you say something is manly or female. Like that's
doesn't work in 2018, man. Masculine language is coming down, man.
You mean masculine
is coming down?
Feminine, sorry,
yeah. Manlier.
I didn't say manly and wussy.
Or
yeah, French is easy. Just, if you want to say something in the masculine, you just put on a deep voice, man.
So, aren't there like objections
best
to that
strip
shit
clubs in the world?
That's what I'm saying. 2018 now, there's like, got to be objections to.
Well, not 2018 now. Just I would just say common sense, honestly.
I don't know, man. Like,
is it really a 2018 thing? Or is
2
just
years ago, that's not an issue at all. Me Too? Before Me Too is not an issue.
No I don't know,
way
though.
What does that have to do with Me Too?
What does it have to do with Me Too? Me Too is like the whole big push.
What is the French language of Me Too is like
because
fucking
it shows,
sexual, man.
It's sexual.
You're saying French language is sexual?
It is very. There is gender lines based right
yeah
on the language itself.
Yeah, but Me Too has nothing to do with gender lines. It's just straight up that people
oh, for sure
just
it does. It has the whole Me Too movement is what used to be acceptable, and if you like you don't want to say that, but yeah, it's gender lines and it's sexuality.
No, because it's not acceptable. It's
that
not acceptable,
used to be
like,
no, it's not acceptable now. That like yeah, the way they're conducting themselves, that used to be par for the course. It was the whole thing like in like the 50s where like you had a secretary and she brought you some good news and you could pat her on the butt. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but that's like constituted as like, you know, like sexual harassment.
Now it is.
Now it is.
That yeah it wasn't always the case.
Yeah, that's fine. But like you can't really liken that to the French language and how they.
Well, the thing about
know, like,
French though.
What you. Well,
because,
what you can liken to the
say
whole
a
language
library
debate.
Say like a library. Like, do I have to say it in a way that it's like a manly thing or a female? That makes no sense.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, the whole well, that's the thing. The whole argument progresses of why is there a difference between masculine and feminine? Why can't you just see a person? Why
well,
don't we
yeah,
have equal
but,
rights on both sides?
Well,
why
yeah.
Why are you purposely putting things in different boxes?
But that has nothing to do with the action of what you already know is like, you know, like I'm pretty sure they're. Isn't many people that think like what you were saying earlier is like, you know, that you, I don't think it was ever really accepted like that. Like you're telling me females accepted it like that?
It was 100%. It was, it's
I don't
societal.
Know about that, man. I
it's
don't know
societal.
About that. I don't yeah know about no, that. No, I don't know if on the female side it
Okay, so they may not have been fans of it, but there was no grounds to go and get anything done about it.
It was just boys being boys.
Yeah.
Like, you heard that expression? That expression
in
itself.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
The old boys club, right?
That's just it. That expression itself, which would be totally reneged at this point in time, was a common saying that people used.
I'm just saying you shouldn't use that to stifle, like, you know, actual situations. Like, why do we, you know, allow something to be female or male in terms of the French language? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing about the French language, though, is that it's not, it's a matter of grammar, not as much as gender or sex, right? So the thing is like, it's not just that you're going to be speaking in the sense that you're talking about a female and you're putting things in the feminine sense or tense or whatever you want to. It also relates to objects, right? So I don't think it much relates to sex and gender as it's just the foundation of the language and how their grammar works, right?
But what is that based on? Because, like, when they are putting things in those roles, right, like, there's certain things that are masculine, there's certain things that are feminine. Now, if you want to take a deep dive and look at those things,
it'd be interesting to see why, right? Like, because, okay, so when you say close the door, ferme la porte, why is a door a female?
I can...
You know what I mean?
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is...
How old is the French language?
Old as fuck.
And has the French language ever changed?
No, you can't change a language.
Exactly.
That.
So,
but that's just the premise of a language can't be changed. It's not that it could or couldn't.
Well, no, like, you'll never see a language change except for the English language.
So when are things, so in that same vein then, so when is it okay to change something? Like, the whole idea here is that we're evolving to a point, right, of what is, or what we see is acceptable, what we see is not acceptable, right? So at some point, some of the old stuff that has been the way it has been for however long has to start to change, right? Like,
but think about that. Like, you're changing a language that people have been speaking this for years, and then all of a sudden now, you know, I'm not going to say a small group, but a group of people thinking that this needs to change. Now, these people, what if... You know, what if people who just refuse to do it? Well, then what do you do? What do you do when you refuse to do it?
Isn't that a better question to ask than we just are not going to do this, or why should we do this? Isn't it better to start thinking about, like, making that change?
But then there's a lot of languages that would have to change.
I'm not trying to single French out.
No.
I think we singled French out
only
because
it's an example.
Yeah, because it's one of the few languages we probably can clearly see that. Like, I have no idea how some other languages work as far as if they distinguish between male and female.
A lot of languages distinguish between male and female.
I would say so,
right?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that.
All I'm saying is that has nothing to do with the Me Too movement. Because the Me Too movement's like...
I think that's getting out of hand. Because now you're just going against history of what that language is compared to...
Actions of stuff that's happened. So I don't think it has anything to do with that. Because that's just straight up just sexual harassment, man. That's not what French is when they...
But don't you think it goes, like, even the Me Too movement, you don't think that goes beyond just, like, pure sexual harassment to the point where it becomes, you start to look at gender role and gender treatment?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but at the same time, on the other side of the Me Too movement is a separate individual that you don't know how they think or whatever, right? So you can't really, you know what I mean? Where one's uniform, the other is, you know, bouncing around everywhere. Like, it could be anything, right?
I think it's an interesting point, though. I mean, bringing that up in relation to a language, right? Like, it's at what point does it stop, right?
That's like calling, like, then you can nitpick things, right? Like, people name their vehicles after, you know, a female name. Why is it a female name?
Yeah.
Then you can be like, well, why are you calling it a female name?
And I think that is actually a good question to ask, especially when you're gear shifting.
Cut, man, cut.
That's something I would say.
Cut.
That's fucking something I would say. And this guy just fucking throws my shit at me.
Nick.
Hello.
It's your favorite time.
Is it Diwali?
Well, I bet you like that one too. No, your favorite time of the episode.
Is it Christmas?
Favorite time of the episode. What is it?
Minority Power Rankings.
Minority Power Rankings. Let's do this. Let's hop right in.
I'm so ready right now.
Last week, Minority Power Rankings. At number 5, we had Pusha T.
Pusha T.
Number 4, Riri.
Riri.
Number 3,
Fenty.
Floyd.
Money.
Number 2, Kanye West.
Why did we have Kanye last week?
Uncle Yee.
Because he was out in Africa giving away Yeezys.
Oh, yeah, all white Yeezys.
All white Yeezys.
Did you hear what happened to him? What he said recently?
Break it down.
He said he got bamboozled and he got tricked for being... Trump
tricked him.
Trump tricked him, like he said.
Yo, how does that explain the whole fucking Trump hat?
It doesn't.
Colin Kaepernick.
But it doesn't, though. It doesn't.
That's the crazy thing. He's coming back now and being like, man, it wasn't something I actually wanted to do. Donald Trump tricked me. That sounds
the problem here
crazy.
The problem here is that Kanye doesn't understand Kanye. And that's the root of the problem.
Could it be that Trump was the one offering him his meds and he gave him the wrong meds?
It's not nice to say.
Maybe that's a trick. Maybe that's a trick.
It's not very nice, man.
That's real.
So at some point, you got to stop being nice, and you have to start being real. You probably weren't alive for the real world, eh? MTV?
Anyway.
Oh, and number one, my boy.
We're going number
one? Your boy.
Are we going number 5?
Jose Camilo. That was last week's.
Oh, fuck, you fucked me over.
Number five. This week, Minority Power Ranking. B, hit him up.
Number 5. Get Rich or Die Trying, I got 50 Cent, number 5. If you guys follow his Instagram page, he's been killing it. So if you saw what he did was he's had a kind of recent resurgence with the beef with Ja Rule. Rule actually had a concert, and there's 200 floor seats for this concert, and 50 Cent bought them all. So essentially, when people show up, the whole front row, there's no one there.
Yeah, but he gets paid, though.
Who cares? How embarrassing is that, man?
But you get paid.
You're at the Ja Rule concert. You're trying to make a snap or, like, record it. There's fucking no one there in front of him. How crazy is that?
Let's think about it. You're Ja Rule. Do you care more about that or just getting some fucking money in your bank account?
The funny thing about this, I think he cares more about that. That's the problem, then.
Really?
Especially after that Fry Festival or Fire Festival, whatever it was.
That was a disaster.
Anyway.
Oh, that's not bad. I like that. Number 4. This is Canada, so I got to show some love. Kawhi Leonard. Raptors are serious business now. Serious business.
Didn't I say that in the beginning?
Say what? Did they were going to be a real deal?
Yeah.
You're a smart man.
Thank you.
Look.
Well, who didn't know they were going to be the real deal? It's just, are they going to be the real deal after this year and he leaves and they're 10-72?
So this is the night after. We're recording this the night after LeBron played Toronto. Remember last year in the playoffs, what they renamed Toronto to? LeBronto? Because LeBron just went in there and cleaned up that shit. Last night they go in. Kawhi didn't even play. He didn't even play last night. But just because of the energy that he's given that team, the motivation he's given that team, they went in and they cleaned LeBron's clock.
I'll be at the game next week. Pelicans versus Raptors. Just throwing that out there. This guy drunk out of my mind with my OVO jacket.
Guy's already gone to 2 Raptors games this season. And he only played 8.
Hell yeah. I'm a devoted fan here.
Number 3 on the Minority Power Rankings. My man, Jimmy Moonshine's got number 3.
So I gotta say,
is it Jimmy or is it Johnny Moonshine?
It was Jimmy. You don't know anybody.
So I gotta say, what are you guys' thoughts on Logic?
Great rapper.
I probably listen to him every day.
Great message.
I like his early stuff. I like his early stuff.
Guy just released an album recently. Shit's crazy. He's got Wu-Tang on it. He has a track featuring Wu-Tang.
I know that.
Yeah. No, seriously. Throwing it back, right?
Who's in that track? Ghostface?
Basically everybody.
Oh, everyone.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh, yeah. The entire Wu-Tang Clan.
No, I heard those guys ain't nothing
for real.
To fuck with me.
This is not featuring fucking RZA and Ghostface. Like, no. Featuring Wu-Tang, man. Like, there's like 8 features on this track, and it's ridiculous. So, he's got that. His whole album's solid. Wale is on a track. Like, just knocking out of the park. Like you said, the message, this guy's positive. He's great. He's humble. He's real. I got to give some respect there.
Question for you guys. If you can have two Wu-Tang members on your track, who would you have?
GZA and RZA.
I was going to say that just because they rhyme, man. You have to have RZA in there.
I'd have U God and Raekwon.
Yeah, I'd have...
Raekwon. Good choice.
Yeah. U God, U God just because his name is Golden Arms. Yep. I have no idea why.
Raekwon's my number one.
I've never heard of a U God track in my life.
Raekwon's just been like producing like Disney movie soundtracks and shit like that.
Raekwon?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like him and like, you know, the other guy, it's a weird combo.
Inspector Deck.
No. Not a Wu-Tang guy. Not a Wu-Tang guy.
They just do the song from Frozen?
No. It's not a Wu-Tang guy. It's like, I don't even know. I should know this. But like Trent Reznor. Like, do you know?
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Like, he's another one of those guys that like does these weird productions on movies that you wouldn't think.
Like original scores.
Yeah. Like, really? For like,
that's
just like
where the money
weird,
is, though.
That's what it 100%. Is. And like, these guys are used to producing albums and shit, and they're like, why don't I just go off and get money from this major corporation for doing something that's way easier than like trying to make this offbeat sound mainstream? Like, you know what I mean? So they're like, yeah, no, this is, we've made some scores and we've done this. And yeah, we're a force to be reckoned with now in the industry of light and fluffy music or like a movie or production on like an animated movie. And these guys,
that's great.
Guys
that, like, get that money, man.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
However you get it, it doesn't matter, right?
Oh, and no disrespect in that either. Like, you know, they're doing their job. It's not like they're putting out a trash album or something.
And that's just it. They're still working in a field that they love and they're passionate about.
Yeah.
So now where are we at? We're at number two
Duh.
On the minority power rankings.
Is Duh female or male?
Sorry?
Two in French. Is it female or male?
That one is non-gender, which everything should be in French.
That's the argument right? I was making.
Hashtag me too.
Two's a
hashtag
two's a
me too. So coming in at number two on the minority power rankings, dropping from number one. And that's only because we've had these delicious drinks knocking him off the top there, knocking off his perch. Jimmy Moonshine came through with some delicious drinks called Mary Poppins. Is that what you called them?
I think that's what we decided on.
What's
this,
included
this
in a Mary?
Thing.
What's included in a Mary Poppins?
Well, this was basically a Shirley Temple, but with some cherry moonshine with moonshine cherries and a little bit of white rum in there.
And how strong is that moonshine that you brought over? Because it's got these kids on their ass, man.
Well, we had two kinds of moonshine, right? So we had the cherry moonshine. That shit's 50%, man. We topped that off with some of that white rum. That's not nothing new.
So
50%
and 40%.
Then we got the 20% apple pie moonshine. That's just a delight. Let's be real.
Nice dessert.
Yeah,
great dessert.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah,
fantastic.
So
nice Monday evening.
So for that reason, dropping down from number one down to number two, my friend, your friend, Jose Cabello.
It's kind of like you practice that somewhere in the shower or when you're taking a shit or something.
After every shot, baby. After every shot, boom.
Is that an actual
Jose?
Bottle?
Or you want El Jimador?
Is that an actual bottle?
Yoga Master. That's my German.
That's your German? That is so bad.
It's better cold. Number one on the minority power rankings.
Can you guys take a wild guess who my number one is?
You're number one?
Yeah.
Number one. You're number one for this week?
I know who it is.
Who?
It's John Legend.
John Legend,
it's
baby.
John Legend.
Holy
John Legend,
shit.
Baby.
What?
A legendary Christmas album dropped. It's crazy, man.
Are you serious?
Christmas spirit. Get everything going. John Legend.
It's 2 days after Halloween.
Yeah, you got to get it going, man.
You got to forget Halloween.
November 1st, it's over, man.
Listen, once Halloween's over, people forget about that.
I actually had a funny thing about that. So I was on...
Silver Bells?
Pure Hear them ring.
Silver Bells, I'm telling you,
time
better than Carter 5, man. That track just destroys the Carter 5 itself, man. Lyrically.
I'm a Silent Night kind of guy.
Lyrically kills it.
You can't be one type of guy on that, I don't think.
No, because you like multiple. Bells? Top three. What's your top three Christmas carols?
Well, let me answer what you're saying first. If you're a Silent Night type of guy, the way Silver Bells goes, it could go the way of Silent Night if it's depending on how it's sung.
But have you listened to the John Legend of Silver Bells?
Yeah, blasphemy. I got in your car tonight, and that shit was fucking. What did you have your volume at 88%?
100%.
Fucking playing John Legend banging. Silver Bells.
It's banging.
Well,
crazy.
Are we gonna do that? Let's do it. Top three.
Top three.
Start it, Nick. Start it.
Do you guys agree with me though, John Legend?
Oh, I 100% agree. I already downloaded it.
Just by the smile on your face, I think John Legend did some big work this week.
Great work. John Legend, A Legendary Christmas. Great title as well, Legendary Christmas, because his last name is Legend. Fantastic. So brilliant.
There, I got it. I got that
it
one.
It works so well, hey, right?
A little on the nose, that one, though, isn't it?
On the nose. What's the best Christmas song?
Your top three.
I don't think I have a top three.
You got a top one.
Yeah.
Okay, two more.
Silver Bells. That's an underrated number one. I got to give you props for that.
It's very underrated track, man.
That's more of like a city vibe, like walking through the city. It's not really, you don't have to think of like
it's
Christmas.
When the first snow drops and you're just like, shit.
Oh, that's my number three right there.
What?
The first Noel.
What?
That's not a bad one.
First Noel. Angels
first
did
Noel,
sing.
Eh? Did Frank, hey, that's number one.
Okay,
number
I actually have a question for you guys. Did Frank Sinatra drop a Christmas album?
Well, for sure he did. Probably, yeah. He probably dropped 30 of them.
Did he? Yeah? Okay.
He dropped 30.
All right.
So first
Nick,
Noel.
Top three, man.
I don't think I have top three. Why don't you guys help me out here?
I got a top three.
Hit him.
Okay,
let's go. Moonshine.
Number one, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Good choice.
100%.
Good choice.
Number two, Let It Snow. Let It Snow is solid. Number three, I can't
Isn't
think
that
of the
let
name
it
of
go?
The song. No. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let
Classic
It Snow.
Shit.
What's
number three?
What's Let It Go then?
Okay,
what's Frozen?
What's the name of the song? I can't think of it.
Sing
chestnuts roasting on an open.
I think it's called the Christmas song.
Great song.
Yo, is that that's song. Yeah. Is that Frank Sinatra?
He did sing that.
Guaranteed.
Oh,
there
shit.
You go.
Okay. I like
there
that.
There you
song.
Go.
I like
those
that
three, man. Those are three quality Christmas songs. Now, ask me in two months. I'm gonna fucking hate all three of them. But as I stand right now, I'm into that.
I love Christmas.
I got it.
You got
the one,
three now.
The Sinatra song. John Legend, Silver Bells.
Not even Silver Bells,
yeah,
normal.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
John Legend. Can't be normal. John Legend and Holiday Rap.
Holiday Rap.
Okay.
He puts in there.
What is the name? Oh, I got to look this song up.
B, you got three?
Holiday Rap.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. At number three, like I said, First Noel, or maybe it's just called Noel.
First Noel.
Number two, because of my man, Jose, Feliz Navidad. And my favorite one, I've already said it, so I'm going to stick with it, Silent Night. Just a nice, peaceful, silent night after you've wrapped all the presents. The kids are in bed. You're having a nice, warm cocoa with Bailey's. You're sitting by the tree. Silent
Do you have clothes on?
Night. No, you're naked. Holy
This guy's roasting
just
his chest.
Just like Jesus came in.
He's already roasted.
He's roasting his chest like on that open fire.
We're already roasted. He's just warming them up.
That's the song, baby.
All right, I'm going to throw it a wild card right now.
Easy, it's a new one.
Juice Crew, Cold Chillin' Christmas.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
what you mofos are doing.
I can't believe
Christmas
you guys
right
don't
now.
Fuck with White Christmas, man.
Whoa, fucking racist over here.
I love that song.
Racist.
Okay, I have to be the one who says that's a good song. Fuck.
I love that shit.
You're telling me you're not saying Holiday Rap?
This guy's talking White Christmas.
Are you talking Curtis
Christmas?
No.
Curtis Blow has one.
Man, that's when wild. When he comes from the diaphragm with that, that shit's fire, man. Don't even fucking talk to me about that. I love that song.
That's
my number one.
That song's racist.
I won't
man.
Even say number
two. That's the two most racist Christmas song there is.
It's my life, man.
100%.
Is that it? Is it we're good?
Just cut it.
You gotta recap.
Just cut it before I even say my part, man.
Hurry up, man.
I don't need to hear that racist this and that, man.
Yo, well, stop being racist over there.
White Christmas is the best.
Man, I live in a white Christmas, okay? Ain't nothing racist about that.
I'll be home for Christmas. No one said I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good song, man.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Baby, yeah. It's cold outside.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I really should go.
It's what's cold that outside. Fucking okay? Most annoying Christmas song.
Oh, it's a new.
I saw mommy kissing Santa.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Claus.
What's one of the newer ones?
Oh,
it's like
I
upbeat.
Got one.
Like it's like almost like a poppy song. Like it's Christmas time again this year, and
there's a handful.
It's fucking Aquaman.
Recapping the Minority Power rankings, at number 5, we have, I can't remember.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Unit!
50 Cent buying out all the Ja Rule tickets. Fuck you, Ja Rule.
Murder!
Number 4, we have Canada's hero, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard!
Number 3 happens every day. Logic is on the list.
Logic.
Number 2 dropping from number 1 on the way down.
I kind of have a problem with that, actually. Anyway,
you think he should be higher?
Number 2,
Jose Camamo. And at number 1 on the Minority Power Rankings on Thirst World Problems, no one else is giving you a power rank, as they're too scared. We're out here. We're doing it. Number 1. We're fearless. We're gangsters. This is Thug Life. Tell them who number 1 is.
John, motherfucking legend.
For his Christmas album.
That's it right there. Sick.
White Christmas is racist.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.